Tuesday.
Hello.
It is Tuesday. It's Twilight Football Day.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, here on FNR Football Nation Radio. Dick DeBarno, Ned Gooden here. The best day of the week, Tuesday, is because we're on.
Yep.
Which means it's just pure fun, pure bedlam.
Pure fun.
Just great vibes.
We're looking good on camera too.
You know what's great as well, Ed? Yep. The fact is that, like, it is a Tuesday and we've come up with a new innovative way of sort of bringing people involved, not just with the Twitch.
Yeah.
But we have a new sort of camera setup, which we'll unveil throughout the show.
Yeah, we'll do. Well, I'm not going to throw producer Lucas under the bus just yet, but keep your toes ready.
Yes,
and sprung.
Look, Lucas is not. If Pakua was out there, would say Pakua, you're on your toes all the time because Pakua bullies us, so we need to bully her back.
Pakua would tell us, "How about you get on your toes?" And yeah. She's like, "Camera one." Oh,
yeah, and we'd be
jump to camera one.
We wouldn't even have any warning, and because Pakua is a salty Knicks fan. What more can you expect?
Oh, she's so angry.
She's very angry.
But you can't be that angry because she lost to the team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals. So.
Yeah, well, so did we. And I think that, you know what the funny part is about that is how excited. Like, she was full savage yesterday when Ben Simmons got eliminated. Like, straight up savage.
You know who also was savage?
Who?
Solar Power Co. They delivered, or still deliver, some of the best solar panel deals in Australia.
Well, the good thing is about Solar Panel Co. is they don't deal with basketball rings. They just dish. So if you're a Ben Simmons fan, you'll be a fan of Solar Panel Co. Really for you in general, if you're looking to get clean electricity, looking to get yourself some solar panels, make sure you head over to them. Ed, where can you find them?
Solarpowerco.com.au. And we've got a specific deal.
A specific deal?
That I'll be getting for you. It's a bit of a teaser because I don't have it in front of me as we speak.
But we'll get it up in the meantime.
But once I get it up, how about while I'm doing that, we talk a little bit of football admin?
Well, we shall, because it's been a very big day.
Mm.
I mean, there's a big talking point that sort of overrides, say, which we'll get into a little bit later, because that's not necessarily all admin, but it's more about just sort of the, you know, the overriding thing, especially in Australia. But let's get into some results. I mean, last night, Euros, tell you what, it was bloody exciting. Four games, you know, it's a shame we have no 11 p.m. kickoffs anymore. So if you're up at 2 a.m., and you were watching the first lot of games, it was Netherlands with a big win over North Macedonia. North Macedonia.
Massive win.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's the end of Goran Pandev's international career. Announced his retirement from international football.
That's unfortunate.
Netherlands won the game 3-0. They topped the group. Go perfect. Ginny Wijnaldum with a double. It's three goals now this tournament. New PSG midfielder. And
that feels very weird to say,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, so two free agents scoring that have made two big free transfers this offseason. Memphis Depay obviously going to Barcelona. Barcelona. And the other game, Austria, you could say almost shocked the Ukraine, winning 1-0. They come second in the group. They'll now play Italy. Ukraine have to wait and see now if they're going to be one of the 30
It's a bit of a shame,
teams.
Isn't it, that Ukraine didn't make it?
Yeah, well, they were...
Because they were convinced. They looked really good against the Dutch.
Yeah.
Who'd they...
They beat Macedonia.
Beat North Macedonia, and then they just fall to Austria.
Yeah, but they got smashed. Like, if you look at all the stats, they got spanked.
Mm.
It was like they had no hope. David Alaba was brilliant. You know, it's good to see he's getting a bit of help now because it was sort of a one-man ship with David Alaba, you know, Marko Arnautovic and Sabitzer. It was Baumgartner that scored the goal for Austria.
You know what Baumgartner means?
No.
It's like mountain gardener.
So maybe he's from the mountains or maybe some family or something. And
or
you
is
know,
it tree?
Well, you tell me, mate. You've got the potential. Is that sort of a German last name, Baumgartner?
It's Austrian.
Austrian. But like, you know, descent.
What?
So it's an Austrian descent.
Yeah, well, okay. You know, they speak German. Oh, no, sorry, tree. Tree.
Tree.
So
tree
in,
gardener.
In Austria, they speak German.
So someone in his family, going way back, would have been someone who planted trees.
Likely.
And they're like, he's a Baumgartner.
He's a Baumgartner.
And then the 5 a.m. Games this morning, Belgium 2-0 win over Finland. Lucas Hradecky with an own goal, and Romelu Lukaku was brilliant. He had a goal disallowed, but he got one as well. Brilliant centre forward finish. Yeah. Belgium topped the group. And Denmark, I think everyone's second favourite team. I absolutely love the story of Denmark. You know, really have faced significant adversity this year. 4-1 win against Russia, which was just a win for the good guys. I mean, in Copenhagen, massive crowd. Mikkel Damsgaard gave him the lead. Then Poulsen. I don't know if you saw Andreas Christensen's absolute belter.
I didn't see it.
But if you want to pull it up in the meantime, I mean, this goal, the ball is still travelling up. It was hit so well, just... came in, edge of the box, whacked it full pelt, flew into the top corner. was just absolutely fantastic.
Bit of a pump. We are going to have to throw to a break, Nick DiBona, because we're having a bit of technical difficulties with the Twitch stream. It is lagging slightly, but we'll get that sorted out. Before we do go, I do have that special deal that we were talking about earlier with Solar Power Co., our major sponsor. If you are an FNR listener, you can go to Solar Power Co. and shop deals as little as $4,500 plus government rebates. Go to solarpowerco.com.au. Also get $500 off. Be quick, though. Off ends on the 30th of June.
We're back in a second here on Twilight Football. More Euros and a little bit of discussion as to where the A-League Grand Final might be. Stay tuned.
What's this from again?
Like every Vietnam movie.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We're not in Vietnam, but, you know, it feels like we're sort of in guerrilla warfare at the moment.
We are. We're in guerrilla warfare with our own internet.
Yeah.
We're being let down by buffering.
Yep. Buffering has come and interjected themselves in a war that never should have been theirs, just like Vietnam with the Americans. But we won't be going down that path today.
I was not expecting this show to become a
political sort of history
lesson. Not even
political.
Well, just some sort of Vietnamese, you know, wartime reflection.
Back in there.
That's some if you know your history stuff.
Anyways, Twilight Football here on FNR Football Nation Radio. Nick and Ed here. Talk a little bit about the Euros. Bit of a fun tournament, I reckon, so far.
You've had fun?
I've had a lot of fun because being an Italian has been great so far. Already booked my spot for Ligon on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
For when they play Austria.
Whereabouts?
Cafe Notturno.
Whereabouts on Ligon?
Cafe Notturno, which is towards the city end. It is, you know where Argyle Square is?
No.
Okay. So, you know where the 7-Eleven is on the corner? You might have walked past.
I've only been to Ligon Street once.
Hey, you were on Ligon Street on Saturday night.
I think
night.
That was the only time.
We are.
Should we tell that story?
No.
You were on Ligon Street having dinner.
I was.
And I was on Ligon Street. I was more in the Carlton area having dinner with my girlfriend and her family.
Mm.
We went up to Pippa Dippo.
No, Peter People.
Peter People. Oh, Peter People. No. And got a little ice cream, and you saw me walking past.
Yeah, so I was at King and Godfrey, which is the restaurant on the corner. I think it's Faraday Street and Ligon, right near Brunetti's, so crossroad from Brunetti's. And I was sitting sort of close to the window, which faces out onto the, obviously, where, you know, the corner of Faraday.
Yep.
And I'm just, like, I'm in conversation. I look behind and I see this really tall man. I'm like, he's really tall. Oh, my God, that's Ed.
That's the Ed man.
And I'm not going to include the other word I use in that sentence, but, yeah. You know, because it is 6:17 in maybe 4 hours' time for on air.
4 hours' time, yeah, we can throw a little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, that's bleeping Ed.
That's,
yeah.
Ginormous Ed.
Yeah, and you walked past and I was like, oh, that's my mate Ed.
Mm.
And
what do you say after that?
Said he's an interesting character.
Interesting character,
not in a
ladies
bad
and gentlemen.
Way. I'm not saying interesting in a bad way. I'm saying interesting as in you'd love to have a chat to him. Interesting as in if you had a chat to him right now.
Like if you saw a man on the street wearing a funny hat and an oddly dirty jacket.
You'd say that's interesting.
That's an interesting one. I'd love to have a chat with that guy.
You're really taking this way out of context.
People in
right
the
now.
Twitch, is this a compliment? Is
it
this an
certainly
insult?
Is
this
compliment.
Even a backhanded insult?
It certainly is a compliment. It is 110% a compliment.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I saw you on Ligon. But yes, it's been a big few days of the Euros at the moment.
Yeah.
Ed, you know, because I want to ask you a question here in terms of you've lived in Europe and obviously you've got a European background. Are you actually getting behind anyone these Euros? Like, do you actually have a team?
I don't really care.
Really?
Yeah, don't really care too much. I think it's probably just because the basketball's also on. So my emotional...
Yeah.
Capacity is being filled by my love for Chris Paul and Giannis.
Yeah. Don't know about Giannis, but you know.
My heart did take a strike when the Utah Jazz were knocked out.
I remember messaging you on Saturday and I was like thinking game seven, it's coming. You know, big lead at halftime. I got in the car and I went to my grandparents' house and I thought, they're home. Like there's no point in me watching the rest of this game, they're home.
Yeah.
I went and I checked Twitter about, you know, half an hour later, 40 minutes later, and everyone's going, Terrence Mann. Terrence Mann is a god.
I wonder what that could mean.
Oh, no. What? Like, what is Terrence Mann doing? Like, didn't realize Terrence Mann did that.
Terrence Mann was the man. He's
a bad man.
He stomped on me.
Yeah, he did. It's the extra N. It gives extra meaning.
Menonin.
He's a Menonin. He's a Menonin. Mm. He's a Terrier. He's a Terrence.
Mm.
He just is. A Terrence to the Utah Jazz. And they end obviously getting the win. So we missed some B-ball today, didn't we?
Yeah, but we did miss some B-ball, but we're going to make it up to you.
Yeah, because there's no playoffs today. So obviously, people have missed their basketball fun. And right now, we are going to have our own NBA playoffs.
A little fun time. Have we got the green light? The green light is lit. And for those watching in the Twitch, please observe the excellent form that is about to...
Hang on.
Yeah, get something up here. Let's switch. Can we switch? Let's switch. We'll switch cam and we'll go. There we go. Look at that. All right.
All right.
So what does Ed get? We'll each have one shot.
We're not going to be able to get this music up just yet because for some reason we're having some technical problems. Oh, there we go. Thanks for pressing a few buttons. Ed.
That's all right. So that is really loud. What will Ed get? Should we wager something?
People in the Twitch. If you get this in.
From here, what's the wager? MVP. You're damn right, Tom. Thank you, man.
He's chanting MVP, and he forgot MVP. The P. He went MVP.
MVP.
Now we're going to start the Giannis Motor free throw vehicle. Chant if you don't put this shot
so
up
So we'll
soon.
Each have one shot.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you wager?
Well, let's start small for now.
Okay.
All right. So let's go with, a coffee first.
Right? A café. Okay. So whoever makes it...
Yeah.
Get a free coffee.
First one, but obviously if we both score, we both miss, it just keeps going.
Keeps going.
All right, here we go.
Let's take the headphones off.
Yeah, you don't have the gravity pulling you down. Here we go. Cash.
That's cash money.
Where's the ball? Let's go get the ball, man.
Sorry, I'll put the ball under the table. Actually, I'm just going to watch it on the Twitch first, just to observe myself. Delightful.
I mean, if you're listening on the podcast right now, it is a free throw contest. And Ed, I can see the ball. Go get it. It's in the corner there. There you go. All right. Now it's time to even ledger. Okay. Ready?
Yeah, you're right there. That's the line. Money. Okay. All right.
Looks like this is still going.
This must be so boring for anyone listening on the podcast.
And we go again. Oh! So Ed's missed.
He has to make this to lock in the cafe. Let's have a look. No, that's a brick. Okay, let's leave it.
Let's leave it. We'll come back to this later.
We'll come back to this. Thank you, Lucas, in the producer's room. Great stuff. That was really dynamic, wasn't it?
That was really fun. For those watching on Twitch, definitely. Not for those on the podcast who probably were like, what is going on right now?
You know what Tom called my form?
Cash. Effortless.
Effortless. Frictionless.
But he missed one as well.
It's bad how it looks.
Anyways, moving on, Ed.
Yeah.
All right, I want to get your thoughts on this, all right? So today there was a bit of a, I wouldn't say a debacle, but it's been a bit of a debacle for the past week.
Because
we remember last week, a certain final was moved to Sydney.
See, I'm actually not fully wrapped around what happened here.
So, obviously the way that finals work, if you finish higher up the ladder in any sport, right?
Any sport.
You can be playing golf. You're not really golf.
Unless you're the Detroit Pistons and you don't want to be playing in Detroit. Yeah. Which is probably fair enough.
You don't want to be playing at the the Palace? It's called the Palace, something like that, yeah.
The Palace.
You know, if you're a basketball team, a footy team, football team, rugby team, croquet, polo. If you don't want to play at the Port Sea Polo and you'd rather play Mornington, I totally get it, all right? Lucky finding, if you're listening, we know you play polo every week because you're from Mornington.
Must be very nice.
So what the goal is, obviously, is when you finish higher up the ladder, you earn home field advantage. And especially when you're playing 1v6. So obviously last week in the A-League, due to the COVID situation, Melbourne City's semi-final against MacArthur was moved to Sydney.
Mm.
And where are MacArthur? Where are they based? Geographically?
Regionally? Sydney.
But they're in Sydney.
In Sydney, yep.
Yeah. And, you know, where is Cogra?
Sydney, I'd say Sydney.
Yeah. So the game was played in Cogra, and it was a Melbourne City final. Mm. Very well at the same time in regional Victoria, GMHBA Stadium and Mars Stadium could have fans. Wasn't used. They're like, nah, we're going to take this to Sydney. They got 2,000 people at the final. Don't tell me they wouldn't have had 7,000. That was the cap that they had, say, in
100%,
regional.
100%. You know how good that would have been for the West as well?
Yeah.
Actually, maybe Western United put up a bit of a stink. Because imagine if...
But that's just...
But imagine the amount of fans who are like, this is a great opportunity for us to go to our first game.
Maybe. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it got moved to Sydney. And there are some people saying that the APL actually went for, you know, the... They tried to get to regionally and then there was some backlash. I don't really understand that.
I don't know.
Something was mentioned about on the broadcast on Sunday. Anyways, so this week, the grand final, we found out like today has been rumblings like, yes, it's happening in Melbourne with 50% capacity, 15,000 at Amy Park. And then all of a sudden, all the articles about it were wiped. Wiped very quickly.
Ooh, with the black lines through them.
So, I mean, I saw the articles.
Because I'm
on Twitter. They were on Twitter for about 20 minutes. So News Corp, they had an article up. ESPN put a graphic up about it.
Thanks,
it was
ESPN.
All confirmed.
Bleacher Report graphic of...
House of Highlights.
Yeah, House of Highlights. There was a picture of Jonathan Brown holding a Sharon at Amy Park
there was
saying,
a picture of
football taken over.
There was a picture of Jay McLaren with like the LeBron James crowd on his head, you know.
Yeah,
like,
holding a finals MVP and a font,
There was a picture of basically Andrew Nabuu next to Harry Kuehl, and it's like, will he be able to live up to Harry Kuehl's legacy, like the LeBron MJ?
There was an FNR coming up graphic talking about it.
With the Lanco Group signage on it as well.
Of course there is.
If you're looking for a civil engineer as well.
Special thing. Not just one, whole team.
Whole team of civil engineers. Just great gas.
11 men.
There was a picture of Bobo and Adam Lafondra basically walking up and saying his last dance, you know, and a picture of Steve Corica when they asked, are you the best A-League coach of all time? And he said, I took that personally, and that's why I got to the grand final. It was all happening. Anyways, this never happened. This is just us really going niche.
No, it did happen.
In your head it happened.
You know what I've been doing to freak people out?
What?
Actually, I don't think I will because I think it
let's just wait a second. So, that never got confirmed, and we were supposed to find out today. It was said, by close of business on Tuesday, we should know where the grand final will be played.
CAB.
What's time now? It's 6:27.
That's AOB, after...
We are an hour and 27
after our business. We are after our businessmen.
Yeah. Not in that way, but we are after hours businessmen.
What do you mean, not in that way?
Anyways. So basically, what happened is now we're still waiting.
Why are we waiting?
I don't know.
Why are we waiting?
Because there's now an article on the Herald Sun website saying that it's an AFL article. It's about the crowd cuts, crowd capacities at the footy this weekend, basically saying in the article that the A-League has gotten the go-ahead to have the final at Amy Park with 50%. But the A-League haven't confirmed it. The government said today it's too early to make a judgment.
Yeah.
So... where is this information coming from?
Well, as much as I trust with my entire heart the Herald Sun, maybe it's just whispers in the wind.
But they're not the only ones that have reported it.
Give me a reliable source.
ESPN.
Mm, pretty reliable.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's something
to do with the A-League. Can I just say one thing to actually defend the Herald Sun in this one? Every single time they've said a lockdown's coming, they've been right.
I could say that. I could report the same thing.
Yeah, but you're not a news source, mate.
Well, if they were smart, they'd use me as one. Anyways, I am a news source.
You haven't been watching basketball for long. Anyways.
I'm not old enough.
So basically what the goal is now is we're still waiting. Potentially it's been moved to Sunday now instead of Saturday night to give them like an extra day.
That's random. But Sunday's...
But the good thing is, I reckon, about Sunday is right. So instead of... This was the reasoning behind it. So Saturday night, if they were going to play at Amy Park, across the road, Essendon's playing Melbourne, right? So you might lose fans going to Essendon versus Melbourne. Mm. Instead, you play it on a Sunday when they're not going to be competing against much, because at 4:40 that same time, just up here, Carlton's playing Adelaide, and who cares, Josh, about Carlton versus Adelaide, right?
Who cares, Josh, about Carlton versus Adelaide?
And they're potentially moving GWS Hawthorn to the MCG on Sunday because of COVID.
Blockbuster.
Again, who cares, Josh, about GWS versus Hawthorn? Because Hawthorn suck and GWS have got no fans. It's basically like playing Western United versus Melbourne Victory. Well, actually, I shouldn't have said that, but anyways.
You can say that.
But yeah, essentially right now, it's actually a decent move because it gives them an extra 24 hours. But we need to know. Like, we need to know because, number one,
you need to know. You need to make plans.
Yeah, because I have to know if I'm working that day. Mm. You know, a lot of other people have to make plans. Like, you know, logistically for the clubs, they're going to have to work out. Do we get an extra day of training?
Yeah.
You know, for Sydney, when are we going to fly out? Because end of the day, Sydney's having a COVID outbreak. Like, they've got to work out. We're coming soon.
10 cases today.
Yeah. And they're still allowing full capacity.
As you do.
Oh, Gladys.
Gladys.
Gladys, Gladys, Gladys. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a weird debacle. But you know what I mean? Just bloody play it here, mate.
Just play it here. We're the best city in the world.
We're clean, man.
We're so clean.
We're clean. Our Premier's coming back to work the next day as well.
Is he back?
Dan's back on Monday.
That's so good.
I'm so excited. Like, I know it sounds like
I'm very excited for Dan to be back.
But for, you know, having, I have nothing against James Molino. I think he's done a good job. But I've missed Dan.
Mm.
Yeah.
We've got a equally reliable source as the Herald Sun coming through in the Twitch chat. A stranger with no identity.
It's not Slimmy Sausage?
No, not Slimmy Sausage.
We're still waiting on who Slimmy Sausage is.
And we're still waiting to see. Got told today by a friend, AAP source, that the grand final is on Sunday. 50% capacity. Now, Thymus, I don't know who you are.
Thymus.
Matisse Thymus.
Reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself now. But you know what? If we can trust the Herald Sun, we can trust this Thymus. Man.
And if we can trust Tom 8678 said, well, that was harsh, Nick. True, but I'm one of the few fans. I think he was talking about being a GWS fan.
Ooh.
But I'm not wrong.
No, you aren't wrong.
They've got no fans.
I was looking at the member counts for the AFL because I was having a chat with my auntie.
Mm.
And we were talking about like Tasmania footy teams.
Which I think would be great.
Be wonderful.
Tassie team.
And she was like, oh, they'll just move North Melbourne down, won't they? I was like, how dare you?
I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Like, North Melbourne are just such a bunny. Like, they're just like, just move North Melbourne.
No, but North Melbourne's honestly one of the most wholesome, most well-run
clubs.
I'll say club and organization, not necessarily the football team.
The football team hasn't been relevant for 20 plus years, but that's okay.
Two prelims in a row. You know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. You beat Richmond in a final. It matters.
It does matter.
But anyways.
But the thing I was getting to, then my granddad chirped in and he said, look, they're no Brisbane.
What do you mean?
I was like, granddad, North Melbourne have more members than Brisbane this year. This year.
Yeah. Well, it's not surprising.
Is it because Brisbane's a fake city?
Well, it's because Brisbane don't care about footy. Like, that's why they call it the Barassi line, because Queensland and Sydney just do not care about footy. It's literally the southern states.
But, well, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to move a team down to Tasmania...
It should be the Gold Coast Suns.
Yes, yeah. It should be.
But we're not going to go...
But then the Gold Coast Suns CEO, president, he's probably doing multiple jobs.
No, he absolutely cracked it on Footy Classified last night.
AFL's not making enough money. Oh, blah, 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 blah. But you're not making enough money.
You know what that sounds when you hear not making enough money? That just screams to me that he wants to make a Super League.
It certainly does sound. Imagine a Super League of this, right? Team. Gold Coast Suns, first inaugural outbreak team.
GWS.
The Darwin Dandelions. The Cairns Cobras. The
Townsville Tigers.
Townsville Tigers. The Mount Gambier Giants.
The Ballarat Boomers.
Yeah. the Ararat Arthurs.
The Canberra Canopies.
Canberra Canopies,
The Newcastle.
The
Newcastle Knicks.
Newcastle Knicks.
The Central Coast.
The
Central Coast Mariners.
The Pacific Island Folk.
The Auckland Air Raiders.
Yep. The Wellington Wells.
The Dunedin Dingoes.
Owned by George Tanikin. And then, of course, the Tasmanian Jackaroos.
Isn't that the NBL team?
The
Jack Jumpers?
The Jack Jumpers.
Yeah. I think they're called the Jack Jumpers.
Painfully, painfully bad.
You know, you get a team finally in Tasmania, right? And you call them the Jack Jumpers.
You know what Tom suggested?
The Yabbies.
The Evoker Yabbies.
Yeah. Well, you know that Athos is actually going to be camping in... with Reese this weekend.
Just the two of them?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
When was this decided? The other day. He told me yesterday.
Sorry, hold on.
Yeah.
Just Athos and Reese.
Yeah, because Reese is heading up to Evoker and said, Athos, you want to come down?
That's like a storyline you'd see on Breaking Bad between Hank and Badger. It's not. I can't imagine them hanging out.
It's not even Hank and Badger. That's like what's his name? Is it not Gretchen? What's his old business partner's name? Gretchen's the wife
of
the guy that owns that company. That remember when Walter White had that mate who wanted to pay for his cancer treatment, but he said no, and they were like,
yep.
It's like that guy
and
Hank.
Yeah, and Hank just
going camping.
Just really rogue.
Just one episode linked of their together, side story. They together, go camping.
Do you not think that's a bit rogue?
He's a bit rogue. I wonder what Lucas thinks. Lucas, he's Athos's brother, and he's
is that rogue, Lucas?
Give us a nod.
He's saying he doesn't know.
Yeah, because he's very rogue.
Yeah, it's bloody rogue. I wonder what they're going to talk about.
Yabbies.
I'm imagining not Donald Duck. Who's the guy? The really rich duck.
Daffy.
Daffy Duck. Reese Man and Athos.
Oh, Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck.
Thank you.
Just swimming in yabbies. And they're all laughing to each other. And Athos is the one tweeting out saying, who's the yabby thief?
Yeah.
I'm investigating now. Who's the yabby thief?
You know one thing we never worked out? And we'll take a break in a second talking about yabby thief. We never worked out put the gum under the table.
Well, funny thing is, I'm chewing gum right now.
Yeah.
And I said to you before I came on air, I was like, I need to get rid of my gum. You know what I didn't do?
Put it under the table.
Didn't bloody stick it under the table, you bloody chewing gum merchant.
Mercenary.
Well, I'm so curious as to who it was.
It's been like 3 months now and we still haven't
longer
found
than
out.
That.
It's been about four. Yeah, because that happened at the start of the year.
6 months.
No, it happened later than January. Fluke Ibaka was still here. I don't remember we even questioned
convenient
him.
Timing that he left.
Yeah.
It was put on pretty firm.
But Tom Fluke Ibaka never chews gum.
Think about how firmly the gum was put on the table,
but
right?
Could you picture him with his Mercedes hat coming in here and
what
being
is this
like...
under the table?
Lando no, Norris is
what
going
is this
to
under the table?
What?
You put gum on. No, I swear... No.
Hang on. And who stood there yesterday?
It's fresh, too. It's fresh.
Who stood there yesterday?
It was Josh because Lockie was paneling.
We're gonna take a break. I need some air.
Welcome back to Twilight Football. If you're just joining us, there is a massive, massive breaking news story echoing around the stadium of Football Nation Radio.
Massive.
Something has happened, Nick Dibana, and I think in order for us to kind of summarise this and really get to the bottom of what's going on, I think we need some detective-like music, something a little noir, something to really set the tone for what we're trying to do here.
That's not what I was looking for.
That's not quite dark enough, actually, I don't think. There we go. At between 6:35 and 6:37 on the 22nd of June 2021, a Tuesday.
Yep.
Two young men were broadcasting Australia's best evening radio program. As we were sharing hilarious anecdotes about each other's lives, the taller, slightly more handsome one put his hand under the table to feel, what was that? Chewing gum. Fresh chewing gum, I will
fresh.
Add.
Fresh.
Throwback, 5 months, a young man was... Who was it that discovered it?
I did.
You?
Yeah.
A young man who, equally, if not slightly less handsome than his co-host, discovered not fresh chewing gum under the table.
So it's happened again.
Two instances of chewing gum under the table.
And we still never had someone own up to it.
Two separate locations, too. But there are clues everywhere. It's our job, Nick, to find out who did it. I have a guess. Do you have someone in mind?
Well, I think this narrows it right down because...
It does, doesn't it?
It actually helps us a little bit in our search because what we realised was,
I have some new information. You give me your information, then I'll break this new information
to
you.
Well, we've had a look at the cameras, because we've got our cameras here, and we're able to go back and watch, because the cameras are all seeing.
They're always rolling.
Yeah, they are always rolling. So they pick up everything that happens in this studio. You can't get away with anything that happens in here. So we had a look. We went back in the period of time we had in the ad break to have a look who was sitting in this spot.
Yeah.
And it was Josh Parrish last night.
It was the Josh man. Now, one of the key factors that we took into consideration when analysing who might have put it on that side of the desk was who spends most time on that side of the desk.
Yeah. It was a rare occurrence that Josh is on that side as well.
It's very, very, very rare.
Yeah.
Very rare. So almost correlatory rare.
Yeah. And he spends a lot of his time here. So
a lot of time over there.
It's been a while
there.
In between. And you know, it's funny, you move your hand under here and you can still feel a little bit of remnants.
Yeah.
So just it's very hard to get off.
Mm.
And we're going to have to probably scrape it off after this show because it's disgusting.
We'll have to scrape it off. Look, if we have to burn down the studio to find out who did this, we goddamn will. I've just received some... I'll have the music back on if that's possible.
Yep.
We've just received some intel from a source.
A source.
Who is telling me that it was not only Lockie and Josh in the studio yesterday.
Really?
There was a third party who attended.
Really? Do we know who the third party was?
Reese Hawker has recently returned from his go-around trip with hilarious comedian Luke Kidgel. And he was in the studio. So, fancy that. Once Reese leaves, no Gum appears. As soon as Reese arrives back, Gum is back in the studio.
And I interrogated him one day.
Mm.
I tried to get it out of him, and he was adamant it wasn't him.
Well, Reese does keep a straight face when it comes to most things. You could tell Reese that he's won $1 million, and you go, yeah.
Great.
We love you, Reese.
Hectic.
But you are a suspect.
So it narrows down to two people, Reese.
Well, we've got some engagement in the Twitch here. Reese man saying, oh boy. Lockie saying 100% Reese or Josh. Reese Hawker saying 100% not me. Lockie saying both in the studio yesterday and regular Gum chewers.
That is true.
Reese Hawker saying, maybe you, Lockie. Nice one, Reese. Reese saying, I was with you the whole time. Then Lockie saying, you were the only person in the studio alone. Does reflect poorly on Josh, though. Okay, so
Josh is inconspicuously MIA, not because he's commentating in about 10 minutes' time,
no,
but he's just inconspicuously MIA.
Mm. I want everyone to check the 7-Elevens, see the recent purchases, and see if Josh Parrish's card has been used.
Have you seen a yellow Golf pull up?
Mazda,
sorry.
Shame on you for thinking that's a Golf.
Sorry.
That is not a Golf, mate.
A yellow Mazda pull up to your local 7-Eleven in Melbourne's east, kind of. Inner city suburbs around Hawthorne.
Must be nice.
And you've seen someone pull up and buy some gum.
Mm. Now, I'd just
like to know.
I'd just like the record to show that I'm not hiding the fact I'm chewing gum right now.
Yeah.
And I'm also standing in this position, right?
Mm.
But it's the fact that I haven't been in the studio since Wednesday last week.
Yeah. I've been here since last Tuesday.
Yeah, you haven't been here since last Tuesday. So I don't even want to touch it anymore. The freshness of the gum must be analysed.
Lockie's also said new producer Willem, welcome Willem, sent in a sleeper agent by Athos to put fresh gum under the table.
Oh no, maybe it was Will.
Yeah, look, I think we're going a bit too
Fresh face around the FNR studios. He did very well last night, Nick.
Congratulations.
He comes highly recommended from
myself.
From you.
Yeah.
Did a great job.
Yeah, fantastic stuff, you know, but we need to find out who this was. So send in your comments, put the pressure on, because the more pressure you put on.
Put the bloody pressure on. And I know the boys in the WhatsApp are going to be hard on the necessary party.
This is a mystery that needs to be uncovered.
Mm. If you are enjoying the show on the podcast or on the Twitch and you aren't in the WhatsApp, which is with most of the FNR crew and then also the Twitch gang, it pops off all the time. It's bloody fire.
Mm.
Send one of us a message and we'll give you the relevant code.
And you can jump in.
And we'll grant you access and you can chat with us.
Anyways, Ed, let's get some football admins. We have to wrap up very soon. It's about 15 minutes time. Paco Radio. Pasco Vale Club Show.
Mm.
We've got some special guests coming on the show. We'll get to all that a little bit later on. Before we do that, let's have a look. Let's go back and have a look a bit at the Euros, I reckon, a bit. Just to
wrap it up. Gonna go back.
Back and forward, because obviously if you've been sleeping all day.
Me.
If you work overnights and you've been sleeping and you woke up now and you're like, oh boy, I have to go to work. I didn't know what happened in the Euros this morning, but I'll listen to FNR. I want to find out what happened. Austria 1, Ukraine 0, Netherlands 3, North Macedonia 0, Denmark 4, Russia 1, and Belgium 2, Finland 0.
Yep.
It means in those relative groups, Belgium and Denmark from Group B advance, Netherlands and Austria from Group C, Finland and Ukraine have to wait a little bit longer to see if they get through as a third place team.
Mm.
But tonight, well, it's tomorrow morning more like it, these are two big, big, big F-off games. I had to say it because it is huge.
Yep.
I can feel Lockie's nerves from here about this game.
Yeah.
Croatia plays Scotland at 5 a.m. and Czech Republic play England. Now, everyone's been talking about how bad England were last week.
So
my
bad.
God, they were shocking.
Very
and
bad.
I have no like sympathy for that because during 2018, as an Italian football fan, I had to listen to how good England were and how bad Italy were. And now the tables have turned. I'm just like, yeah, you stick it right there, mate.
Say that in Italian.
Say that all in Italian. I forgot exactly what I was saying.
You just stick that in, yeah.
I haven't spoken much Italian for about 5 years, mate, so it's going to be a bit tough.
What do you do on Lygon Street with the boys? You don't speak English,
do you? We speak English, yeah.
You speak English.
What do you do on Lygon Street? Get the names of restaurants wrong, you fraud.
Do I? Not a restaurant. Takeaway Ice Creamery.
Yeah, it's technically still a cafe restaurant.
They actually don't do coffees. It's something that really tickled my curiosity.
Was no coffees there?
Well, they do affogatos.
Yeah.
And they do frappes with coffee. No coffees. No coffee.
Did you
machine.
Like the ice cream?
I love the ice cream.
How good's the ice cream?
Bloody good.
It's worth the wait?
It was worth the wait.
Yeah.
I had the pistachio.
That's the best. It's the best flavor.
It is.
Love the pistachio.
I feel like we've
there.
Just hugged.
Yeah, we have just socially distanced.
But tell me, how do they get the coffee without the coffee machine?
They
What's going on there?
They probably just have a mini espresso machine out the back. Like an espresso machine.
I saw someone buy a frappe. There was two people working that night. Bloody pumping, I'll tell you that
yeah.
much.
Probably. They make good. You know, for what they've lost, they've made good when everything's open around there, especially on weekends. Mm. Even during the week, like if you go right now, it would be pumping.
Don't go now.
And it's only 10 to 7.
10 to 7.
No, do go now because if we're talking about small businesses here,
what about
small
Paco?
Businesses. Of course Paco, but I'm saying a bit after Paco.
Tell you what.
Or if you're at home.
If you're at home.
And you want to listen.
Yeah.
Get in the car. Chuck on the FNR app.
On the FNR app.
And then you chuck your AirPods in while you're waiting in the
line. You'll never have to cook again.
Yeah. but anyways, as we said, these two big games tonight, Croatia and Scotland, both on 1 point, Czech Republic and England on 4. So the way things stand is that if essentially Czech Republic, England finishes as a draw, Czech Republic top the group.
That would be so fried.
And England.
Is there a way that England can't get through, that they finish third? Do they?
Czech Republic would have to win. And Scotland would have to win by a couple goals for it to happen. So they'd finish at least third because one of Croatia or Scotland will obviously not be able to get to 4 points.
Right.
So essentially there's still going to be a chance to go through as a third place team. But I think England will win tonight. I don't want them to, but I think they will. But they're coming up against the machine that is Patrick Schick.
Ooh.
And he loves a goal from half. Loves a pop.
Loves a pop.
And he scored goals from everywhere at the moment. So it'll be exciting. And Croatia's been like one of the big disappointments. And Scotland will be getting excited. We know that they still haven't scored a goal yet. And
how funny is that? That's New Zealand areas right
Yeah,
there.
It is. And they've found a way to still stay competitive. And right now, everything that's happening with Scotland's very sort of Macedonia areas in terms of they're just enjoying the ride. We're here. We're just loving the ride. But the Scottish fans, are sort of, there's more excitement because they're like, we've actually got a chance.
We've got a chance.
Wait, what's more Scottish? Scottish is more like, we've got a chance.
If you believe. You know what is Scottish?
What?
My name's Lockie Flanagan. I'm from the Mornington Peninsula. You bloody fake Scotsman. Kidding, yeah, Lockie. You are Scottish.
You fake Scotsman. But yeah, so essentially going into this game as well, we've had breaking news last night. Billy Gilmour tested positive to COVID.
Unfortunate.
So he's out. I think he was man of the match as well against England. So it's really disappointing. In England, Ben Chilwell and Mason Mount are isolating at the moment. I think they were close contacts or something like that.
Surely if Ben Chilwell and Mason Mount are isolating.
Hey, they don't have the gold standard contact tracing like they do here in Victoria.
So they're standing next to each other.
We have to play the football tonight. We need a team to play now. We need to play the football. COVID is almost over here in England, and we need to open everything up.
14%
that comes from me, Boris Johnson.
Bloody Boris Johnson. At least we're getting Marmite cheaper. They're all close contact, surely.
Yeah, essentially. Like, if they were here, they'd all be close contact. Even every Scottish player would be a close contact of Billy Gilmour right now. Like, aren't they in a bubble? I don't know what sort of their liberties are outside of, you know, game day.
I think they can do whatever the bloody hell they want.
I think so. I think some of them are vaccinated. So I don't know if Billy Gilmore probably hasn't had a vaccination. Because I know it was like...
Surely they're vaccinated.
Not all of them, no. There was a lot of controversy about the Spanish players because when Busquets got COVID, they said... Because there was a big push from the Spanish FA to get everyone vaccinated.
Well,
and the Spanish government were like, nah.
Good.
But they've allowed the Australian... Well, actually, no, we're not going to talk about the Australian vaccine rollout. But they've vaccinated all the Olympians. But they haven't vaccinated all the people who need it as well.
Class, it's extremely Australian.
Hey, but we need to win gold, all right?
It's so bloody Australian to do that.
But anyways, so that will wrap up Group D. And then obviously tomorrow, the boys will have a chat about it tomorrow in terms of the final group
They'll
games.
Actually talk about it.
Yeah, Sweden play Poland, Slovakia, Spain. Spain's the other team as well that are on the brink of elimination, which would be so funny. It'd be four straight major tournaments in a row where Spain have just sucked.
Who's your biggest rival as an Italian?
Spain.
Spain?
Yeah, Spain. 100% Spain.
Very similar.
Spain, France to an extent, but we had our revenge in 06. I'd say Germany as well. But then there's also, there's rivalries everywhere. I think even Brazil's a massive rivalry. So it's really
I don't know
everywhere.
About that.
94 World Cup. They beat us on pens. It's a bit of history there.
Well, they didn't beat you. You lost.
Yeah. Well, no. Budjo skied a penalty.
Gareth Bale like.
Yeah. And it was very, I actually watched the Budjo Netflix movie the other day. And that
did you?
Yeah,
was it good?
It's in Italian. So obviously, you know, for the uninitiated folk, they have to listen with subtitles.
Do you?
I did put the subtitles on because lots in dialect, so you have to. And dialect obviously is a bit of a different Italian, different dialect.
Mm.
So watch that. It was not amazing, but it was good. Like I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, you know, how some of those biography movies, when it's not a doco, they sort of, I wouldn't say mayo it, but they leave a lot of details out.
You can tell that it's
not
maybe
full,
partially
it's not,
been funded
it's not
by
full Bohemian Rhapsody where they completely come up with this whole thing that, you know, about the Queen broke up and they got back together for Live Aid, which never actually happened.
They were always together.
They were always together the whole way through.
It is a movie.
But it is a movie. So that's why they go with the based on a true story to try and...
Based.
It's like when I watched The Conjuring the other week. Same sort of thing. Based on a true story.
How was that? The new one?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Can't imagine it's fantastic.
Yeah, so does Fast and Furious 9. That movie sucks.
Why would anyone
too.
Want to go see that movie? Hmm?
Because they just like capitalism.
Because they're too scared of A Quiet Place Part 2, which I know
is a
be,
great movie.
Have you seen it?
I've seen the first one. I've heard you've told me it's a great movie.
Quiet Place Part 2 is up there with probably my best theater experience.
Why is it so quiet?
It's so...
Were you able to eat?
No, I didn't have it. I had a coffee in the cinema.
What?
I love nothing more than a coffee while I watch the movie.
That is weird.
I don't think that's weird.
People have movie Coke. Do you not drink movie Coke?
I don't drink Coke.
Okay.
Well, Cristiano Ronaldo type vibes
no,
right here.
Water.
Agua.
Coffee.
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 Would you like a popcorn?
No.
Coffee. I think that's actually quite
Wait,
nice.
Wait, did you order the coffee at the can like the
no,
candy store?
I have done that.
The candy store?
Previously.
Did you go get some candy?
Do you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
So
always.
On the day that I went to watch A Quiet Place, yeah. I was with Rafaela and her mum Lisa, and we went, and I drove in, right? I think I've told you this before.
Yes.
I drove in to the cinema, about a 25-minute drive.
Yeah.
And Lisa generously said, hey, Ed, because you drove in, I'll buy you a coffee. Because I was like, oh, I'll get a coffee. And she jumped in and said, no, I'll pay.
Yeah.
I'll pay. And it was...
That's generous.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Didn't have to do that.
Mm.
And I say to the baristas, like, yeah, just an oat mocha, please.
At the cinemas?
It was at Lido in Hawthorne, so it was downstairs.
Yeah, of course.
Nearby.
And Lido's bloody unreal. I love
Lido's
that place.
Great cinema.
Love it. Love it.
So I order my coffee and Lisa is going to pay and then the lady reads out the price. And usually for an oat mocha, you get like a cappuccino, small cappuccino, which is what, $3.50, $3.70. Add a dollar on for oat milk, you're looking at $4.50. Acceptable. She's going to tap and the, watch my hand, going to tap, the lady goes, that's just $6.70, thanks. Lisa, bless her soul, just keeps going.
And in your head, it's like.
I'm in my head going, stop. And she just taps and there's just the awkward silence of, that was a $6.70 coffee.
That's like three coffees.
It basically is.
Two coffees from around here.
Two
lattes.
Two lattes. So I'm thinking of I don't know how to repay such a specific, such a weird amount of money, $6.70. It's not a coffee. It's more than a coffee.
It's a side.
I think it's a nice iced coffee with ice cream.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah,
essentially. Just quickly before we go, Ed, let's have a look at the Twitch. Steve Curtin. G'day, Steve. Is that gum the effing beat machine?
Whoever put it under the desk put it there hard, so they were the beat machine.
They were the beat machine.
They did do that.
Like you said, looking forward to your commentary tomorrow night from Beat Machine Stadium. But we do know, of course, that there are FFA Cup tonight and tomorrow. Are you commentating any games?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday?
Dandenong City versus...
Have they already said who's commentating what on Friday?
I've got my inside sources.
Oh, yeah, because I'm supposed to be commentating with Vision on Friday night. Me and Joey Lynch on Friday night down at potentially at Knights Stadium, Knights versus Avondale.
Wanda. Can you hear me, Wanda?
Wanda, don't take the stone.
Vision? what does she call him Vision?
Yeah, Vision.
Vision?
Vision? Steve? Joey?
Joey.
Yeah, so...
That's great.
Yeah, I think we are. I'm just waiting on the post in the group.
Mm.
It's love your work. Love your work that you're able to do that, you know?
What?
Just love your work.
What's that about?
I'll tell you about it.
Okay. Later. Well, I'm commentating with Bryce Ruthven.
I think that's a sign for us to go then.
No, well, let's keep going through the Twitch. Bit of football admin from Tom. Thank you, Tom. He's saying, I think up until the quarterfinal start, doesn't necessarily matter how each team is playing front in the World Cup. Struggled against us and others in the group stage. Portugal in 2016 came third in the group without winning a game, I believe. Excellent point, Tom.
Absolutely. I mean, it is interesting because I just feel like as long as you win, that's all that matters. Just get the dubs, get your good position. And
bloody dubs, doesn't matter how you win them.
Peak at the right time.
Yeah. Lockie saying, can't believe I'm still not in my own radio station's WhatsApp. Lockie, like I said, feel free to send either of us a message and you can join in the conversation,
Lockie,
in the WhatsApp.
You always send in a lot of messages about us doing watch-alongs in the studio, but not enough about asking for the WhatsApp link.
Yeah.
And Lockie, I mean, if we're going to go into the city that time, may as well go watch it with atmosphere.
Yeah, watch it with atmosphere.
Yeah.
In Lygon Street, speaking English. Tom is just more excellent football contributions.
They'll hug you in post-game.
And then Lockie saying, frozen Coke or nothing.
That's very Mornington.
Because
It's always summer down there.
It's always hot down there, man.
Yeah. Mm. Anyways, I think it's time for us to go.
Ed. Yeah, well, before we do go, I think we need to finish off our little competition.
Well, we've got a show about to start. It.
One real quick shot each. Lucas, on your toes, mate. Let's switch that camera. Well done. Well done, champ. Sorry, didn't mean to call you champ there.
You mean man.
All right, ready to go? All right.
Missed. All right, this is just to win it, because we need to go.
Go! That was amazing.
And we're done. All right, guys. Incredible. Time for us to wrap up here on Twilight Football. Miss any of the show, head over to our SoundCloud. Head over to our Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you head over to SoundCloud,
I will judge you.
That is dedication to the cause.
But anyways, we'll say goodbye. Yeah, Packer Radio brought to you by Senol, starting very, very soon.
I
stick
owe you
around.
A coffee, man.
You do owe me a coffee. We'll be back on Tuesday at least. I think you'll be back tomorrow.
Maybe.
Anyways, goodbye.